So I'd like to share with the brothers and sisters today a little bit about wisdom.
今天要跟弟兄姊妹一同来分享关于智慧。
I don't have a specific verse that I centered on, but I have a lot of verses to share with.
虽然没有一个具体的一节经文，但是我有很多经文要一同来分享。
So let's first start with a definition of wisdom.
首先我们来看看智慧的定义是什么。
So an earthly definition of wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment.
So, 第一，我们关于智慧的定义就是我们要需要有那个能够分辨的那个质量。
Other definitions are the soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment.
第二个呢，就是关于我们借着我们的经验、我们的知识所和那个分辨力啊，所有的一个具体的一个完整的一个行为。
And this is different from intelligence.
这和我们所说的那个人的智商是不一样的。
Right, intelligence is the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills, according to our dictionary.
所以根据那个字典的定义呢，那个智商就是我们能够有一个可以去获得知识、认识知识的能力。
All right, so simply speaking, intelligence is the ability to learn facts, and wisdom is the application of experience.
那么，智商呢，就是简单来说，就是我们如何能够更快的那个学到知识，而智慧呢，就是我们怎么样来应用我们的经验在日常在生活里面。Okay.
So that's the earthly definition of wisdom.
但这个智慧在这儿的定义是根据我们地上的认识，而世上的地上的定义。Our
biblical definition of wisdom.
那么圣经里边关于智慧的定义是什么呢？
It's not very different from the earthly definition, but its beginning is different.
但是和地上的关于对智慧的定义是略有不同，在一开始是几乎相同的，但开始的时候略有不同。
Right, so what does the Bible say about wisdom?
那么圣经是怎么样来讲智慧的呢？
In Job chapter 28,
那么在约伯记第28章,
Job asks in verse 12, where can wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding?
约伯记第28章多少节？12。对，第12节。 然而智慧有何处可寻？聪明之处在哪里呢？
And he answers in verse 28. And to man he said, Behold the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and depart from evil is understanding.
28节这样回答说，他对人说，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。
And we see it over and over in Psalms and Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以我们从诗篇还有箴言，我们都反反复复的看到，敬畏主就是智慧的开端。Right.
And so, this fear of the Lord is our reverence and awe of the Lord.
那么敬畏神就是我们在神面前有一颗肃立、安静等候的心。
That when we compare ourselves to the Lord, we consider who we ourselves are.
当我们把我们自己与主、与神相比的时候，你想想看，我们会觉得我们是什么呢？
The beginning of wisdom, therefore, is the recognition of our status as a sinner.
那么，智慧就是我们在神的面前，我们认识到我们自己是什么样一个地位。
And our need for Christ and His salvation.
我们何等的需要基督的救恩。
Right. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
在哥林多前书第一章。
Verses 21 through 24.
21-24节.
I'll read it all together. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For indeed Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block and to Gentiles foolishness. But those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
21节到24节，世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希律尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人希律尼人，基督总是神的能力，他的神的智慧。
And in verse 30.
第30节,
by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，他又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Our experience and knowledge of ourselves as sinners should lead us to the good judgment that we need Christ to save us.
那么我们关乎我们对我们自己的认识，我们是个罪人，就可以把我们带到认识耶稣基督救恩的上面。
Right, and in 1 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that Christ is the wisdom of God and became to us wisdom from God.
那么在哥林多前书这样告诉我们，基督就是神的智慧，我们因着基督，他就成了我们的智慧。
So, the biblical definition of wisdom, therefore, is Christ himself.
那么在圣经里边的定义关于智慧呢，就是基督。
Right, so with that in mind, let's consider then the worth of wisdom.
那么我们有这个定义以后呢，我们就来看看智慧的价值。
Right. So again, when we turn to Job, verse chapter 28,
那我们重新回到约伯书，约伯记第二十八章。
That same chapter that we shared before, verses 15 through 19.
Same chapter.
28,
15. 对。那是15节到19节。
Right, I'll read again. Pure gold cannot be given in exchange for it, nor can silver be weighed as its price. And speaking of wisdom, it cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir or in precious onyx or sapphire.Gold or glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for articles of fine gold. Coral and crystal are not to be mentioned, and the acquisition of wisdom is above that of pearls. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold.
15节，智慧非用黄金可得，也不能凭白银为它的价值，而非金和贵重的红玛瑙，并红宝石、蓝宝石不足以与较量。黄金和玻璃不足以比较，金金的器皿不足以与兑换，珊瑚、水晶都不足论，智慧的价值胜过珍珠。古时的红碧玺不足以比较，金金也不足以与较量。
Right. So we see the value of wisdom compared to, you know, preciousin value, stones, metals, and jewels, right? All of these things can't compare with the value of wisdom.
所以我们再次看到那个智慧的价值啊，不管是贵重的金属、宝石啊，这些所有这些贵重的珍珠都不能与那个智慧相比较。
Right? And in Proverbs, it encourages us to seek for wisdom more thanSilver or hidden treasures.
所以箴言鼓励我们要寻求智慧，要超过金金或者是一些宝藏。
Right. The Bible also teaches us that the worth of wisdom is beyond, you know, that of material things. It's also useful in protection and guidance.
圣经不光告诉我们智慧的东西，智慧可以胜过那些宝贵宝金金宝石，而且它也能够保护我们。
In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 33.
133, right? 就是在箴言书第一章三十三节。
It says, but, wisdom, right, is speaking, but he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil.
唯有听从我的必安然居住，得享安静，不怕灾祸。
And in the following chapter 2, verse 10 through 11. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you, and understanding will watch over you.
第2章的第4节到第11节, 智慧必入你心, 你的灵要以知识为美, 蒙月必护卫你, 聪明必保守你。
And finally, in Proverbs 4, verse 6, wisdom, do not forsake her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will watch over you.
第4章的第6节, 不可离弃智慧, 智慧就护卫你, 要爱她, 她必保守你。
Right? So, wisdom will be our protection and guide as we live our lives.
所以, 智慧能够成为我们的保护和我们的引导, 来保守我们的一生。
And like we said before, wisdom is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们刚才已经讲了, 我们的智慧就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Right, so the Lord is our shepherd, and His word is a lamp to our feet.
因为他是我们的牧者, 他引我们到青草地上。
Right, He is worth more than all these material things, and we should pursue Him more than these material pleasures.
因为他确实远超过这些物质的东西, 我们要追求他, 要远胜过这些物质的东西。
And He will guide us and lead us.
他不光如此, 他还会领导我们,
and He'll protect us from our own foolishness.
能够保守我们不落入自己的一些愚拙的行为里面。
And finally, in Proverbs 7, verse 4,
那么在箴言最后, 第7章第4节,
It says, say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend.
对智慧说, 你是我的姐妹, 称呼聪明人为你的亲人。
Right. As the church is the bride of Christ, and as the Lord calls us his friend, that's the level of closeness that he wants to have with us.
我们都知道, 教会是基督的身体, 我们彼此为弟兄姊妹, 这就是我们之间所说的那个, 与智慧之间的那个关系。
And this level of closeness and familiarity with Christ or wisdom is what we should all desire and strive for.
所以这个我们与主之间这个因着智慧而有这个亲密的关系, 这是我们所盼望的。
Right. So how would we go about acquiring wisdom, acquiring more of the Lord Jesus?
那我们要如何去行才能使我们更多的得到基督呢?
Right. In Proverbs 4, verse 7,
那么在箴言第4章第7节,
The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding.
那么，第七节, 智慧为首, 所以要得智慧, 在你一切所得之内, 必要得, 必得聪明。
Right. We have to first desire obtaining wisdom, desire the Lord.
所以我们首先要做的, 就必须要我们有个内心, 有个渴慕, 想要来得着主, 得着他。 Right.
Proverbs goes on to say in chapter 8, verse 17. Wisdom speaking again. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me.
第8章第7节真言,
17.
第8章第17节。爱我的,我也爱他,恳切寻求我的,必寻得见。
And then once again in James chapter 1, verse 5.
然后在雅各书第1章第5节,
But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and will be given to him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的, 应当求那后赐众人与众人也不斥责人的神, 他就必赐给他。
Right? So we need to want wisdom.
所以我们必须要与他一同行。
We need to ask for it from God, from the Lord.
并且我们要向主,
and we need to desire to know Christ, and in doing so, we will let Him fill us with His Holy Spirit.
当我们渴慕能够更多的得到基督的时候,我们就这样来寻求, 求祂用圣灵来充满我们。
And which kind of leads us to the next point. Wisdom is often given by the Lord as a spirit of wisdom, right?
那么我们就接下来我们就会 顺利的移到第二点,就是说,我们要得到智慧,我们就要寻求智慧的灵。
Right. In an example in Exodus, right, it tells us that in 28 verse 3, it shall speak to all the skillful persons whom I've endowed with the spirit of wisdom, right? So the Lord has given the spirit of wisdom to all those people that have built the articles in the tabernacle.
就像在那个创世纪第28章第3节所说的，神把智慧赐给那些修建圣殿的人，把那个智慧的灵赐给他们。
And in Deuteronomy, when it talks about Joshua, when he takes over for Moses.
那么在生命记里边，当约书亚取代摩西的位置的时候，
right, it says, "Now Joshua the son of Nun was filled with the spirit of wisdom."
所以在那地方说。 这个时候，约书亚就充满了智慧的灵，神的灵。
Right. And the Lord gave wisdom to Solomon when Solomon asked for it.
当所罗门向神寻求的时候，神就把智慧的灵赐给了所罗门王。
So wisdom is from God. It's given from God.
所以我们再次看见，智慧乃是从神来的。
And often is described as the spirit of wisdom.
常常的就是用智慧的灵那个形式表现出来。
So for the purpose of today's sharing, we can say that wisdom is therefore being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们从今天的这个角度来，跟我们分享的角度来看，当我们说我们在寻求智慧的时候，我们就是在寻求圣灵的充满。
So wisdom is Christ.
我们再次说，智慧。
And obtaining wisdom is being filled by the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of Christ.
那得着智慧呢，就是充满圣灵基督的灵。
Then, how would we go about, now that we have wisdom, how would we use it?
那么，如果我们有了智慧以后，那么我们当怎么样去应用智慧呢？
Wisdom presents itself in our everyday life as being able to walk with the Lord.
那么智慧在我们日常生活中所表现出来，在我们身上所表现出来，就是我们要与主同行。
In three places in Proverbs it says that when you have wisdom, you will walk securely in your way and your foot will not stumble.
就像箴言书说的，当我们有了智慧以后，我们就与主同行，我们的
And also that we will walk in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice.
那我们就会在, 正直的道路上行公义。
Right? Wisdom lets us make choices and decisions that allow us to continue following after the Lord.
那么智慧能够使我们做出正确的决定来跟随主。
And we will not stumble when we walk with Him.
当我们与他们 同行的时候，我们就绝不会再跌倒。
We also mentioned that it walks in the way of righteousness and justice.
我们也刚才也讲到了，我们这样的话，我们就会行在那个正确、那个公义和正确的道路上。
In Psalms 37 verse 30.
那么在诗篇30篇 right?
37.
37篇的第30节。
This verse says, "The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice."
37篇的30节啊，一人的口谈论智慧，他的舌头讲述公平。
Right. So, a lot of people today will talk about justice or righteousness in society.
我们都知道，在我们今天这个社会里面，人们常常谈论说要公平。 要有智慧，要公义。
Right. The Bible tells us that the mouth of a person who is righteous utters wisdom.
我们在这儿，圣经告诉我们，义人的口谈论出来的就是智慧。
So if we want to talk with people today about righteousness, we have to speak with wisdom.
我们当然要与人谈论公义的时候，今天我们所讲出来就必须要有智慧。
And so if people today are speaking about righteousness to us, we have to listen for the wisdom in their voice and see if it's there.
那当有的人在跟我们谈论公义的时候，我们就要来听他所讲的话，看看有智慧在其中没有。
Right, because that will decide whether or not that they are righteous, right? Because it says the righteous person speaks wisdom.
那这个就可以使我们可以判别这个所称为义人的人他所谈的是不是含有智慧，是不是一个公义的，是个义人。
Right, because we don't want to be misled by a lot of people because they'll say things that sound good.
所以我们就不会因此而被一些人所误导，他们好像谈讲的话好像都挺对。
And likewise, when we share the gospel,
那同样的，当我们在传福音的时候，
in James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18,
那么在雅各书第三章，第十七到十，17到18节，
but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
Okay, 第17节, 唯独从上头来的智慧先是清洁后是和平温良柔顺 满有怜悯, 多接善果, 没有偏见, 没有假冒, 并且使人和平的, 是用和平所栽种的义果。
When we share the gospel, when we fellowship one with another, right, wisdom is in our sharing is what will keep us united and in peace.
当我们在传福音的时候，当我们在彼此一同交通分享的时候，那么智慧能够使我们能够有更好的和平和连结。Right,
in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
那么在哥罗西书第1章第8节。
28节。 We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，把要把个人在基督耶稣基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
Again, when we share the gospel, we proclaim him with all wisdom, with Christ himself.
再一次，我们看到，当我们在传扬、宣传福音的时候，我们是用诸般的智慧，来劝诫教导人。
And as the warning in Colossians chapter 2,
那么就像在哥罗西书第2章所警告我们的
in verse 23, these are matters which have to be sure the appearance of wisdom in self-made religion and self-abasement, in severe treatment of the body, but are of no value against fleshly indulgence.
第23节, right?
Yeah.
这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效。
Right. So, when we're fellowshipping, we have to be wary of the appearance of wisdom, not something that looks good, sounds good, but isn't actually from Christ.
当我们在分享，彼此分享的时候，我们不要光光是注重于那个有智慧的一个名号，而实际上没有那个智慧的功用。
Right. So, in today's sharing, again, we said that Christ himself is wisdom.
今天我们所分享的就是重点就是基督就是智慧本身。
And his value is far above anything in the material world that we know.
它的价值远超过今天我们所认识物质世界的任何事和物。
But we need to desire him and pursue him.
我们必须要有一颗渴慕的心去追求他。
And when we have obtained Christ,
当我们得到了基督呢,
we will be able to walk in his footsteps. We'll be able to answer any questions for each other and for our gospel friends.
我们就可以因此用智慧来回答众人和福音朋友们。
And it's not to say that we will have every answer, but in how we answer, we will have the wisdom to know how to speak to them in peace.
我们不是说我们有对他们的问题都有了答案，而是说我们在回答他的时候，我们就可以有一个平和的心，用言调和去回答他们。
Right, so, That was my short sharing on wisdom, and I have some references if you guys want to read more for yourselves.
这就是我今天对关于智慧方面我们的分享，我还有很多的那个经节哈，如果你感兴趣的话，我们可以一同来更深入的探讨。
All right, so I'll just read off the books that they're in if you know someone was so inclined to continue reading. So, you know, Proverbs clearly.
那么我就把一些个那个经节告诉大家，就是那个箴言书第一。
Well, no, just don't worry about the words, but you know, Proverbs for wisdom.
那个箴言都是关乎智慧的。
And other books that talk about wisdom.
还有的关于智慧的别的书呢
？Are First Corinthians.
就是哥林多前书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书。
James.
和那个雅各书。
And after you've read all of those, maybe Job.
如果你这些都读完的话，最后就可以去读约伯记。
That will conclude my sharing.
好，这是我分享的。
我们先来读几处圣经。
So let us begin by reading some passages.
希伯来书。
Book of Hebrews,
第三章,
chapter
3, 第一节,
verse 1.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
然后第七章,
and then chapter 7,
第四节
verse 4.
你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己掳来上等之物取十分之一给他，这人是何等尊贵呢？
Now observe how great this man was to whom Abraham, the patriarch, gave a tenth of the choicest spoils.
然后我们看第十章
and then chapter 10,
二十三节、二十四节。
Verses 23-24.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
然后我们看十二章
and then let's look at chapter 12.
第三节
verse 3.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
最后看十三章
and lastly, let's look at chapter 13.
第七节。
Verse 7.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们也要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
我们有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，把你的话向我们解开。
Father, may you reveal your word to us.
让我们里面通达。
And let us be able to receive it.
让我们更清楚明白你的心意，你的道路。
And let us make it more clear to us your will and your way.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Hear our prayer and pray all these things in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢主哈，我们下礼拜有几位新的弟兄姊妹受浸归入主的名下。
So we thank the Lord that next week we will have several brothers and sisters who will be baptized into the name of our Lord.
受浸只是一个这个属天道路的一个开始。
So baptism is just the beginning of this this way.
我们人都是软弱的，总是会在许多的事情上软弱， 灰心。
And man is so weak that oftentimes we will fall subject to our weakness.
所以我们应当像这个希伯来书第二章第一节这里面提到哈，我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
So we need to act like what it says in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it.
那刚刚读的几节经文里头呢，都有一个共同的字哈。
So from the passages that we just read, there is one single word that keeps occurring.
你们应当思想啊，思想这个字。
And the word is consider.
这个consider 就是说我们不光是随便的这样想一想，而是要很专注的去想，而且直到我们清楚明白为止。
And consider does not mean we just briefly give it a thought, but it means we need to meditate on it until it becomes clear.
那我们来看第三章第一节要想的是什么呢？
So let's take a look at chapter 3 verse 1. What is it that we need to consider?
这边讲到同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
It says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
我们认识主耶稣以后呢，他把我们在耶稣基督里面重生了以后呢，他给我们一个活泼的盼望。
So after we have known the Lord Jesus, he has given us this real living hope.
这个盼望呢，使我们能够，这个盼望是可夸口的哈，像在第三章第六节这边讲到，这个盼望是可夸的。
And it's just like it says in verse 6, this hope is something that we can boast about.
而且能够使我们刚强壮胆哈。
And enables us to be confident and firm.
如果我们把这个盼望坚持到底呢？这边讲的就是我们就是神的家了。
And it says that if we hold fast to the confidence to this hope till the very end, then we will become members of His house.
那第七章里面讲到的这我刚念的这一节圣经里头呢提到的麦基洗德哈。
And then in chapter 7, we talked about briefly about Melchizedek.
按理呢这个耶稣他本不当为大祭司哈。
When we talk about Christ, we originally don't mention him as the great high priest.
大祭司本是出自这个利未的家族哈，利未的支派亚伦的家族。
So the great high priest,
Aaron.
Oh, so the great high priest originally came from the household of Aaron.
那主耶稣呢是大卫的支派。
And we know that the Lord Jesus is from the house of David.
那没有人从大卫支派成为大祭司的哈。
And no one from the lineage of David became the great high priest.
那第七章这里讲到说这个主耶稣成为大祭司呢不是按照亚伦的等次，而是按照这个麦基洗德的等次。
But here in chapter 7, we see that the Lord becoming the great high priest is not because of his lineage from David, but because of his relationship to Melchizedek.
那麦基洗德是什么样的人呢？
So what was Melchizedek like?
这边讲到他无父无母无族谱。
And he says here that he had no mother, no father. And no genealogy.
而且他没有生之死，没有这个没有生之死哈的开始，也没有这个他的结局哈。
And there was no beginning and end to him.
所以呢，第七章第四节这边提到说，就连这个亚伯拉罕都要献给他十分之一。
So that's why in verse 4 it says even here that Abraham had to give a tenth of the choicest spoils.
所以他这个人是何等的尊贵呢？
So just see how great that this man is.
所以我们的主耶稣比这个麦基洗德更显得尊贵。
And therefore our Lord is even greater than Melchizedek.
那我们 跳过这第十章的 这一节圣经呢，我们 到最后十二章这里我们再解释一下啊。
And then let's first skip over the passage on chapter 10 and jump to chapter 12.
十二章这边讲到他在第三节的时候，那忍受罪人的这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So chapter 12 verse 3 says, For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
我们的主耶稣他在肉身的时候呢，他也经历的许多的苦难哈。
So when our Lord Jesus was in the flesh, he had to endure many sufferings.
只是他没有犯罪。
But he did not, himself did not sin.
他如今升到高天，在至大者的右边，不断的为我们代求。
And now he has ascended and seated at the right hand of God and is interceding for us.
那再看十三章这里，这个十三章第七节这边所提到的。
And then now let's look at chapter 13, verse 7.
当年许多引领我们的年长的弟兄呢，我们看见他们在主里面所持守的道一直到他们生命的终了。
And previously there have been many elder brethren who have walked this way of the Lord and has encouraged us through their living.
这边讲到你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
And it says here, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
他们所以能够持守到底呢，在这边第八节这里面有个解释。
And the reason why they were able to stick to the way all the way to the end is explained here in verse 8.
第八节提到耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远都永远是一样的。
It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
那这边所要让我们思想的这几位呢，这几段圣经呢都把我们指向耶稣基督。
So all these things where it tells us to consider, it all points back to Christ.
而第十章呢，这两节圣经刚念的呢，也不例外哈。
And the passages that we read in verse 10, these two verses are no different.
他先让我们看到耶稣基督，在二十三节里头。
In chapter 10, verse 23.
要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
那另外额外的呢，他要我们要思想的是什么呢？就在二十四节这里头。
And what else does he want us to consider? It's in verse 24.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
这边讲到consider one another 哈。
It says here to consider one another.
这里是我今天想要交通的的题目哈。
And this is the subject of what I want to share on today.
那在希伯来书十章之后呢，第十一章里面有提到许多信心的伟人和信心的一些人物哈。
And in chapter 11 it talks about several individuals of faith.
并不是所有提到的都是大有信心的人哈。
And it's not that everyone who's mentioned here has a great faith.
我们来看一两个例子哈。
So let's just take a look at one or two examples.
在十一章第三十三节里头，在提到十一章三十二节这里哈。
So in chapter 11 in verse 32,
32,
sorry.
我就举两个人哈，一个是基甸，一个巴拉哈。
I'll just speak of two people. One is Gideon and one is Barak.
这都不完全是那么大有信心的人。
So these are two people that not necessarily they're members, people of great faith.
我们在青少年的主日学里头，我们都读到这个四世纪哈。
And we know that in the youth Sunday school that we have read Judges.
我们先看巴拉是怎么样的人物哈。
So let's take a look at first at what type of person Barak was.
在四世纪第四章里头。
So in Judges chapter 4,
这个巴拉呢， 是在女先知底波拉做士师的时候一个人物哈。
So Barak was a person who existed during time of Deborah the prophetess.
那他在这个棕树下呢，以色列人都到他那里去听判断。
So when she used to sit under the palm tree, all the sons of Israel came up to her for judgment.
他打发人把这个巴拉找了来哈。
And then she summoned Barak.
他说你率领一万拿弗他利和希伯伦人到这个塔伯山去。
And she told him, go and march to Mount Tabor and take with you 10,000 men from the sons of Naphtali and from the sons of Zebulun.
他说第七节哈，他说我必使耶宾的将军希西拉率领他的车辆和全军往基顺河到你那里去，我必将他交在你手中。
And in verse 7 it says, I will draw out to you Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his many troops to the river Kishon, and I will give him into your hand.
那我们看巴拉他怎么回答哈。
So let's see how Barak responded.
第八节说到，巴拉说，你若同我去，我就去。你若不同我去，我就不去。
So in verse 8 it says, Then Barak said to her, If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go.
那第九节讲了，底波拉说，我必与你同去，只是你在所行的路上得不着荣耀，因为耶和华要将西西拉交在一个妇人手里。
And in verse 9 it says, She said, I will surely go with you, nevertheless, the honor shall not be with yours on a journey that you are about to take.For the Lord will sell Sisera into the hands of a woman.
这里看到巴拉他心里面胆怯哈。
So here we can see that Barak in his heart is fearful.
但是在希伯来书里头呢，人把他记上一笔，他是属于信心的人物。
Yet in Hebrews he is marked as an individual faith.
那我们再看基甸哈。
So let's also look at Gideon.
在第四世纪啊，同样的在四世纪，在这个第六章里头。
So also in Judges chapter 6.
当耶和华使者呢向基甸显现的时候呢，他在这个酒渣那里打麦。
So when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he was beating out wheat.
他在那个榨酒厂的那个地方哈、啊、打麦，通常打麦是应该在高处的地方，风比较大哈、啊，这个麦子扬起来，这个糠皮吹掉，然后麦子就落下来哈、
啊。So here it says that he was beating out wheat in a wine press. So usually when you beat out wheat, you're supposed to beat it out on high ground so that you have the wind to aid you.
但是有个麻烦了，这个米甸人看到了。以色列人他们在那边打麦，就来抢他们的粮食哈。
But the issue was here that was that the Midianites, if they saw that you were beating wheat, they would come and steal it from you.
所以基甸这个人小有聪明哈，他躲在这个榨酒渣的地方呢，来打麦哈。
So Gideon was smart and he beat it out this wheat in the wine press.
那耶和华使者向他显现的时候，他说第十三节哈，第十二节哈。耶和华的使者向他显现，他说：“大能的勇士啊，愿耶和华与你同在。”
And in verse 12, it says, "The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior.'"
那基甸没好气的哈，就回答说：“如果神真与我们同在，我们怎么今天落到这个地步来
？”And when Gideon responded, he did not have this, you know, assurance. He says, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, then why then has all this happened to us?"
那他想到一个方法要来证明这个向他说话的是神是主哈、哦、是神的使者。
So he wanted to test out to see if this person speaking to him was really from the Lord.
他去拿了一只预备了一只山羊羔，然后还有这个无酵饼啊。
So then he went and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread.
然后那神的使者在火焰中把这个羊羔和这个无酵饼取去了哈。
And the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff which is in his hand, touched me and the lemon bread, and fire sprang up.
这样他就证明他知道这是主哈。
And this way Gideon knew that it was the Lord.
那到后来呢， 他还另外找想出了方法来试验到底是不是主来叫他来拯救以色列人。
So later on, we see again that Gideon once again tries to determine whether this is actually the Lord.
在36节呢，这边他用这个羊毛摆在这个禾场上哈，他说如果这个羊毛湿的话，这个周围的这个草呢没有湿的话，我就知道你是是主要叫我做这些事。
So later he puts a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. And he says, if there is dew on the fleece only and is dry on the ground around it, then I will know that this is the Lord telling me to do this.
那第二天早上起来，果然这个羊毛都是水哈，可以挤出一盆水来。
So when he rose the next day and squeezed the fleece, all the dew filled up a bowl full of water.
那他还是有点怀疑哈，他又反过来他来说，如果羊毛是干的话，外头周围的草是湿的话呢，我就相信了。
But yet he is still not fully confident, so he once again reversed it this time, saying that if the dew is dry, but the ground around it is full of dew.
那借着这些试验呢，他主还是用了这样一个多疑的人。
So sorry, his fleece was dry and dew was on the ground. So once again, God did that same exact thing the next day.
那同样的，在希伯来书这边这个十一章里头也记上了一笔啊。
So yet this person is also recorded in Hebrews chapter 11.
在十一章三十三节这边讲到，他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许。
33. Yep. So in verse 33 in chapter 11 says, "Who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises."
在三十四节后头哈，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
And in the latter half of 34, it says, "Weakness from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight."
这是两个软弱的人哈。
So these are two people of weakness.
那我们再看这信心之父亚伯拉罕哈。
So let's look at the father of faith, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。他因着信哈，然后献上了以撒。
So Abraham, because of faith, was willing to offer up Isaac.
他神先向他显现的时候呢，他毫不犹豫啊，第二天早上起来就预备好了以撒，还有两个仆人带着驴还有柴就往神所要他去的这个摩亚地去哈。
So when the Lord spoke to Abraham, he did it without any hesitation and brought up Isaac and also his servants with their sacrifices to where the Lord wanted them to go.
因为他相信神会把以撒从死里复活。
Because he knew that God would resurrect Isaac.
我想像我软弱的人哈，我可能第一天我还没搞清楚我可能会出发哈，但是走了两天，越想越不对劲，我就说不定回头了哈。
And you knew that God would save Isaac, so even for me, like whenever I hear something, if it was me and I heard that God wanted me to do this, I think I would waver over it constantly.
Yeah. 那亚伯拉罕他没有，他一直往神所指定他的那个山上去哈。
But Abraham did not waver, and he continued to walk towards the top of the mountain.
他把然后把这以撒捆绑起来，要献在这个祭坛上。
And he tied up Isaac and offered him on the altar.
当他要动手的时候呢，神拦阻了他。
And when he was about to offer him up, the Lord stopped him.
他为他预备了一只羊羔。
And he has prepared for him a lamb.
但是。几千年之后呢，在同样的这个山上
，But thousands of years later on the same mountain，
另一位父亲把他的爱子献上
，Another father offered up his son，
为了你和我的罪啊，父神把他的爱子耶稣基督交在不法之人的手里头
，And for our sins， the father gave up his son for our sake.
他为了我们的罪被挂在木头上。
And for our sins, he was hung on that tree.
神为什么要招这些人来用他们的生命来经历这些事情呢？
So why does God want, use these people to experience these things?
不管是软弱的人，或者是像这个亚伯拉罕，他要让他们来经历这一切哈。So
whether it's men of weakness or men of great faith like Abraham, why did they have to experience these things?
在同样的希伯来书十一章里头讲到，亚伯拉罕他仰望那一座有根基的城哈。
Just like my
11, 10.
Okay. And it's because, and just like it says in chapter 11, verse 10, for he is looking for the city which has foundations,
就是神所经营所建造的,
whose architect and builder is God.
神他要做的事情,他心目中有一个完整的蓝图。
So God's plan, he has a blueprint for it.
这边讲到神是他所经营所建造的，就是他设计的，他按照这个蓝图呢，他来设计，他也是那位建筑的人。So
here it says that the architect and builder is God. Therefore, that it means that all these plans are according to His blueprint.
我记得我1980年来美国的时候，我看到这个电视上有一份报道。
So I remember when I came to America in 1980, there was this report on television.
他讲到这个底特律，Detroit这个是当时的汽车王国。And
it was talking about Detroit, which was then the automotive capital of the world.
那每隔几年呢，他们会推出一些新的这个车子的这个款项。And
every few years, they would produce a new model.
那在这个量产大量生产之前呢，有一件事情他们要做的。And
when before they assembled these cars, they had to do one thing.
他就是有一种人哈，他有特殊的技能哈。So
there were some people where they had this unique skill set.
他要用这个粘土哈，把这个工程师所设计的这个新的这个车。
So they would use clay to sort of build this this model that the architects had in mind.
然后漆上漆呢，就跟车子大小就跟真的车子一样。
And you know, after building up, it would look like the actual car.
那我想神他里面他心里头有一份他自己的一个蓝图哈。So
For God, He Himself also has this blueprint.
那他招了这些人来，软弱的像巴拉，像基甸，然后大有信心的像这个亚伯拉罕，那这些人呢，他把他招了来。So
God has called these people, men of weakness such as Gideon and Barak, and also men of great faith such as Abraham.
亚伯拉罕信心大，他可能负责比较显眼的大一点的那个部分。
So Abraham, being a man of great faith, he was probably assigned things of greater magnitude.
然后软弱的人呢，可能在不起眼的地方负责一小部分。And
men of weakness probably operated in more subtle areas.
那然后呢，神也招了你我同样软弱的人。And
so God has also called you and me also people of weakness.
当我们等主再来的时候呢，我们与主相见呢，我们要把我们所有的人所做的这一部分呢，合起来就是一份神心意里面的一个蓝图。So
before the Lord comes and we see Him face to face, we need to all do our part to achieve what is listed in blueprint.
那我们再看一个这个摩西的例子。So
let's also take a look at this example of Moses.
从讲到摩西呢，从二十三节，十一章二十三节一直到二十八节都是讲到摩西哈。So
in chapter 11, verse 23 to 28, it's all talking about Moses.
他的这个 刚开始的时候讲到摩西呢，因着信，然后他自己得着这个信心的一些果效啊。
So it, here it lists out like because of faith, what was Moses was able to do.
像二十五节这里提到，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
So just like it says here in verse 25, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
然后二十六节他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他向往所要得的赏赐。
And then verse 26, considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
然后27节哈，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
And verse 27, by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
这里面刚开始都提到他摩西因着信，后头呢是他自己在因如何得到这个信心的果效。
And previously it says, it always started off by faith, and what fruit Moses was able to, achieve because of faith.
然后二十八节这里面有稍微有些改变哈，他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近。以色列人。
And verse 28 is a bit different. It says, by faith he kept the Passover and sprinkling of the blood, so that he who touched the firstborn would not touch them.
前面讲到他，但后面讲到他们，这个以色列人呢，有的就直接翻成他们。
So previously it spoke about most specifically, but near the end it starts talking about more of a corporate sense.
我们看见，我们虽然软弱哈，但是神还是有给我们一些托付哈。
So we know that though we are weak, the Lord still gives us some strength.
虽然我们没有得着那么大的恩赐哈，但是如果我们像摩西一样哈，他能够忠心，然后他所影响的不光是到最后不光是他自己，而是影响到其他的人。
And though we might not accomplish these great things such as Moses, but we can see here that if we have faith, then the fruits that we produce won't only just be individualistic going forward, but also have a corporate sense as well.
我想就像以弗所书也提到的。
And just like it says, it's mentioned in Ephesians.
神的扩长升高是要我们和弟兄姊妹我们一起来经历的。
That the length, breadth, height, and depth of this love is something for all brothers and sisters to experience.
最后我们看十一章的最后哈。
So now let's finally look at the end of chapter 11.
十一章三十九节。
Verse 39.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised.
这些人就指了我们刚才提到的基甸，还有巴拉，然后提到亚伯拉罕，提到摩西哈。
So this is referring to
还有其他所有的人。
So this is referring to the people that we just mentioned previously, and all those people of faith that are listed.
神托付给他们的那一份呢，他们已经完成了，而且得到了这个美好的证据。
So they have accomplished a great testimony to what the Lord has given to them.
那神在现今呢，他招你我同样软弱的人。
And now He has called you and me also people of weakness.
我们没有大的恩赐，但是神来。托付给我们的可能只是一些微不足道的一些小事情。
And the things that God has called us to do might be little things compared to these.
我们扫扫地，洗洗马桶啊，然后用指头把那个饭锅里面的锅巴抠干净啊。
It might be wiping the floor, cleaning the toilets, or you know, cleaning out the little corners of areas.
我想，但是神所等候的嘞是要。最后那一份蓝图哈，我们每个人所做的那一份，拼凑起来，那是神所要的。
But God has this great blueprint, and each of us, when we do our part, and it gets added together, then it will, what His blueprint will come to pass.
40节这里提到哈, 因为神给我们预备了更美的事, 叫他们若不与我们同德, 就不能完全。
Because in verse 40 it says, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
那最后我们一起用 第十章这里的话 来我们彼此勉励。
So let's encourage each other by reading this part in chapter 10.
十章二十四节哈, 我们要彼此相顾, 激发爱心, 勉励行善。
Chapter 10, verse 24. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
我们如果能够把神所托付给我们的那一份, 然后忠心的, 完成, 不要让我们, 神, 因着我们的, 迟延, 而, 让他, 回来的日子也迟延了,
So let us act faithfully to the things that God has called us to do, and let us not delay so that His return is not delayed.
我们就这是一点点的交通，让我们能够彼此劝勉。
So this is just something I wanted to share on to encourage one another.
我们再有些祷告。
Let us have some more words of prayer.
父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
让我们眼睛被开启，真是看见你所托付给我们的那一份。
That you have opened our eyes to see the things that you have called us to do.
让我们真是忠心，能够持守，能够坚持到底。
And let us faithfully act and hold fast to the very end.
我们彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let us stimulate each other to love and good deeds.
让神的心意，能够早日的完成。
And may your will be accomplished.
让我们一起等候主的再来。
And let us wait for our Lord's return.
感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Hear our prayer and pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.